Hi, boys and girls, and welcome back to The Floating Bubble. Today we're going to be reading from a book called Michael's Golden Rules, written by Dolores Jordan along with Rosalind M. Jordan. Hope you guys enjoy this amazing story. Stay tuned.
Jonathan bit his lip as he readied himself to swing. Two outs and the bases loaded. The count was 3-2. He was ready. The pitcher wound up. The ball whizzed past Jonathan as he swung and missed.
Strike three, you're out!
Jonathan slowly walked back to the dugout. He could hear calls of,
"That's okay,"
and,
"We'll get him next time."
All he wanted to do was go home. Jonathan walked home from the game with his best friend, Michael, and Michael's Uncle Jack. Jonathan was glad Uncle Jack was here today, since Jonathan's mom hadn't had to work.
"You boys played a good game,"
Jonathan couldn't help but saying.
"But we lost. How could we have played a good game when we lost?"
"There's a lot more to a game than winning or losing, Jonathan. It's all about how you play the game. That's what makes a player great. That's what counts."
Jonathan was silent and Michael piped up.
"Uncle Jack knows a lot about baseball.
Uncle Jack, tell us about the 10 golden rules of baseball. The ones you made up when you played in college. Please."
"Why don't you come by tomorrow, boys, and we can talk then."
Jonathan couldn't wait.
The next day, Saturday, Michael and Jonathan walked a few blocks from the neighborhood to Uncle Jack's house.
"Hi, boys. I'm glad you came by. I have my book here that Michael told you about. My book of the Golden Rules. These got me through some tough times in school. Maybe they'll help you too."
Michael and Jonathan read through the rules. Number 1, know the game. Number 2, pay attention to the coach at all times. Number 3, know your opponent. Number 4, be a team player. Number 5, practice with a winning attitude. Number 6, find out what you do best. Number 7, find out what you need to work on. Number 8, practice, practice, practice. Number 9, learn from your mistakes. Number 10, have fun.
"Wow! Thanks, Uncle Jack," said Michael.
Later in the afternoon, Michael and Jonathan traded baseball cards.
"Wow, look, Michael," shouted Jonathan. "Hank Aaron, he's awesome. He can hit 1,000,000 home runs and steal 1,000 bases.
I'll bet he knows the golden rules of baseball."
"He sure plays like he does," said Michael. "I hope these rules help us in the game tomorrow."
"There's only one way to find out," said Jonathan. He read number 7 out loud. "Find out what you need to work on."
"Well, I know what I need to work on. My swing."
"Hey, let's go to the park and practice a little."
"I'm in," said Michael. "I need to work on my pitching. Let's go."
They picked up their baseball cards and ran. Michael and Jonathan practiced all afternoon until it was time to go home for dinner.
The next day was the big game. "Hurry up, guys. It's time to go," Michael's papa yelled.
"It's the big day.
We're going to be late for the last game of the season."
Inside the car, Michael said to Jonathan, "Man, wouldn't it be great if we made it to playoffs? I can see it now. Badgers make it to the Little League World Series."
"Yeah," Jonathan replied, wishing for a win, especially today.
His mother was getting off from work early to come to the game.
"Hey, boys, over here," called Coach Peters when the boys walked onto the field.
"Okay, this is the big day. We have to go out there and play like a team.
There are no heroes. We play together. Cover each other and help each other out. If you make a mistake, don't worry. Just keep your head up and stay focused. Play hard and play to win. If we win today, we make it to the playoffs. Now, go out there and get warmed up. But no matter how hard Jonathan tried, he kept losing, focused, and making mistakes. First he dropped the ball. Then he threw it over his teammate's head. And then he struck out. In the dugout, Jonathan read the rules again and again. But it seemed that reading the rules did no good.
Okay, guys, bring it in,
Coach Peters called in the bottom of the second.
Bobby, take shortstop. Jonathan, you take third. When I give you the signal, be ready to drop back and play deep.
This kid always hits it down the third baseline, Coach said. Jonathan had felt bad the week prior when he had overheard Bobby, the team co-captain, and Showoff whisper, "Come on, Coach, take him out of the game. He's always messing up." Then Jonathan remembered the second golden rule. Pay attention to the coach at all times. "All right, Coach," Jonathan replied. Just as Coach had said, the ball came Jonathan's way, and Jonathan was in the right place to scoop it up and make the play.
"Nice play, Jonathan,"
shouted Michael from the mound. A couple of innings went by, and the game was close. Badgers 4, Cougars 5.
"Okay, guys, top of the fourth. Hustle up. Make it short inning." Whack!
The ball sailed towards Jonathan.
"I got it," Bobby yelled, dashing in front of Jonathan. He tripped and fell, always stepping in to help where needed.
Jonathan moved quickly to catch the ball and make the play. Turning to Bobby, Jonathan decided that this would be a good time to put the team first rather than get back at Bobby for treating him so badly all the time. "Hey, Bobby, everyone makes mistakes. Come on, let me help you up." It was the bottom of the fifth. Badgers 4, Cougars 7. Jonathan was at bat. "Swing, batter, 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 swing," the other team chanted.
"Come on, Jonathan, you have a great swing. Now just keep your eye on the ball,"
Coach yelled. Jonathan reminded himself to listen to what the coach said.
Smack!
Whoa!
"Way to go, Jonathan,"
his teammates yelled. Jonathan got to first and brought in one run. Jonathan felt like he could do it again, even better. Practicing more had made a difference.
"Okay, boys, let's hold him to 7, Coach Peter said at the top of the sixth. "We still have a shot at winning."
"Yeah, the bench warmers stay off the bench where they belong," Bobby said under his breath so Jonathan could hear. Soon there were 2 outs, but the next pitch to the Cougars was a hit.
What?
The ball flew into the air, over third base.
"Heads up, Jonathan, it's coming your way,"
Coach yelled. Moving to get under the ball, Jonathan told himself, "I can do it, I can do it. Stay focused." Jonathan ran and stood under the ball with his arm raised.
"Bobby, it's mine," he called.
The ball landed right in Jonathan's glove.
"You're out,"
he heard the umpire call.
"That's the inning." "Wow, good catch,"
said Bobby as he walked past Jonathan toward the dugout. Jonathan smiled to himself, then answered, "Thanks, Bobby," and followed him to the dugout. In the bottom of the last inning, the Badgers gave it their all. Michael almost hit a home run with the man on first and second, but the Cougars' right fielder reached over the fence and grabbed it. Jonathan hit the ball to the Cougars shortstop, who tagged the man on second, heading to third. And on the last at-bat, Bobby grounded out. The Badgers had tried hard, but they could not get past the Cougars. The Cougars were on fire. The final score was Badgers 5 and Cougars 7. The Badgers had lost, and the Cougars were going to the playoffs.
Guys, you did a good job out there today. You didn't win the game, but you played like winners,
Coach Peters told them as they huddled. Even though they were not going to the playoffs, Jonathan still felt like a winner. He turned to Michael
Man, I sure had fun today. I know we didn't win, but I still felt good because we all played together and gave our all. Just like your Uncle Jack said, it's how you play the game. That's what counts. Now, that's what I call a home run,
said Michael as he smiled at Jonathan. You got it, said Jonathan. But when next year comes around, we'll be ready. You said it, said Jonathan as he raised his hand for a high five.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. And always remember, even if you don't win the game, you try your hardest and you do your best because you'll always be a champion. Thanks for listening. See you next time.